Brandon Hood is a house painter and a lifelong resident of central Indiana. He's decided to join the three other Democratic challengers for Republican Trey Hollingsworth's 9th district seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Hood leans on his down-home working-class roots as a major selling point for his candidacy. He was inspired to get into the political fray by the words and positions of Bernie Sanders. He and his campaign manager, Helen Plagman, join Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guests in the studio, and that's two guests. One, Brandon Hood, a fellow who's running for Congress from the 9th District right here in Bloomington area and all the way down to the Ohio River, plus his partner and campaign manager, Helen Plagman. Thanks for being on Big Talk.
How are you today?
I'm swell. Helen,
thanks for having us.
What would make you want to run for Congress?
When we take a look at how the world is currently in our in America, how we interact in America, we are on another wavelength than where we have ever been before. It feels like the administration at the head of the country is preaching nothing but hate, taking away programs. Slowly but surely, it feels as if there is more fear every day as we turn on the television, as we look on the internet, as we do the everyday mundane small stuff we do. It feels like we're having to work just a little bit harder. And every time I look on social media or we're doing any sort of event, there's always a feeling of, for me anyway, of a sense of foreboding because we're not taking care of what we're supposed to be taking care of. We're not taking care of each other. We're not taking care of our families like we need to be. We're not getting paid enough. A lot of people are suffering needlessly. There are plenty of issues that we could go through, but what it really comes down to is a systemic fundamental change at the very top of the ladder, and doing our best to be a dissenting voice for the people who really need it, the disadvantaged people who really need it in this country. There is another level of greed that's been witnessed in this country that we cannot continue to let happen.
What can you do about this?
That all I can do is try to empower others, and with a bigger voice and a bigger platform, and running on the idea that we're not necessarily trying to change people, we're trying to change the conversation that we're having.
You've never run before. You're not a known politician. Apparently, you don't soften your words. You speak plainly. Now, let me give some examples. You have written, oil pipelines should be considered monuments to our laziness as a people. You've also written, coal mines should be considered cancer sores upon desecrated landscapes. And one more, if I may. Corporate greed should be considered a mental illness. Yeah. Should you tone down your rhetoric?
I think that I think no matter what, if I'm speaking to someone and I'm not being honest, I feel that I'm putting them at a disservice. I have very, very staunch views about environment, about prison reform, about drug reform, about how we treat one another, about how we use education in our lives. I mean, there is so much to be gained by being honest about each issue.
When did you make the decision to go ahead and run?
I made the decision to begin at least telling people that I wanted to run for Congress about 4 or 5 months ago. We officially began the campaign on the 30th of last month, September 30th. That was when we had our website launch. And we were in Mitchell, Indiana, and we talked about some stuff that we met with the Democratic ladies there. They were a fine bunch of ladies. It was we had some cake and some ice cream, and it was good times. But I wanted to see how they felt about the message, about the campaign message, what I would have to say, and everybody seemed fairly positive. We've decided not to accept any campaign donations until we felt it, at least that we could have some sort of positive feedback. Because I wanted to make sure that as a politician, that the words that I'm saying will have some sort of positive impact, and that people want to hear what I have to tell them. I mean, I want to be honest.
Now, you're going to be driving all over the district. That's a lot of travel. You're going to have to buy people lunch. You're going to have to put out campaign materials. Where's the money coming from?
Well, the great part about trying to get started with the people-driven campaign is that we want to try and get those small donations. We're not trying to get we don't want any big money. I'm not looking for any corporate money. In fact, I was telling Helen just the other day about how I would feel uncomfortable if someone tried to donate more than $100 or something. I couldn't even imagine someone donating $1,000 to a campaign or the idea of money in general kind of makes me feel, I hate that there's money in politics, that it has to be there. But I do understand that there's fundamental small stuff that we can do that can reach a broad audience, and we don't have to have a lot of money to do that. But we also are going to make sure we're hitting all those events. We do want to be hitting the ground. We do have a county-by-county plan to make sure that we're talking to regular everyday constituents, hitting the lower-income areas in every single county, and making sure that people understand that we're there to try to solve their problems, not hitting up those big-money donors. People are definitely receptive to what we're talking about.
What distinguishes you from the others who are running? And right now, there are 3 others. You're the 4th.
Yes. Well, as a native of Indiana and a born and raised right here in central Indiana, I have a unique perspective on what it means to be a working person, what it means to be a family person. I guess if I was to be put into a category, I'd probably be called a grassroots guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably be called someone that is trying to unify, someone that's trying to build a broad coalition. We want people to understand that I want to try to bring young people back into politics. I feel like I can do that. I feel like I can reach a broader base of people. I feel like that my voice has been saying these same things for a very long time.
One of your inspirations for running was a fellow by the name of Bernie Sanders.
Yes, sir. I love that man. He is such a good man. I've told so many people over the last year and a half how there is no such thing anymore as a politician that is as well-meaning as that man.
Hmm.
I feel like he's always got the back of the American people. It's a real shame that we as a country weren't able to see him in office, in my perspective, because I feel like we'd be feeling a lot different. I feel like we'd be feeling good about ourselves much more than we do now. I feel like everyone's filled with the next whatever the next Twitter bomb is going to be.
Yeah.
And wondering what that next news cycle is going to bring. And what Bernie would have brought is real sanity, and would have made me feel like finally there's someone in power that really that gives a damn.
Brandon Hood, he's a working man. He's running for Congress in the 9th district from Indiana. He's here with his partner and campaign manager, Helen Plageman. Thank you both for being on Big Talk.
Thank you very much.
Hood knows what's good.
And that was Big Talk producer Michael Glab speaking with Democratic candidate for the 9th Congressional District, Brandon Hood. This episode and all previous episodes of Big Talk are available at our website at wfhb.org. An extended version of this interview is available online at electronpencil.com.